There's another warning sign that Massachusetts may be losing the battle to control health care costs. The state agency that provides health coverage to state workers and to some municipal employees often sets the course for the rest of Massachusetts. It had pledged no increase in premiums this fiscal year, but premiums are up more than 5%. WBUR's Martha Beamer tells us why and looks at what's next.
First, I need to introduce you to Dolores Mitchell, if you don't already know her. She's the woman who vowed no increase in the cost of health insurance, the woman people in Massachusetts healthcare circles call tough as nails, among other things.
Aggressive, crazy, demanding, pushy.
Mitchell has buying power. She runs the Group Insurance Commission, the agency that manages health insurance for 435,000 municipal, MBTA, state workers and dependents, as well as state retirees. She's been there 28 years. She shakes things up. When she laid out a 5-year plan to cut the cost of health insurance rates, people paid attention.
It was ambitious, very ambitious, but I think we're getting to the crisis point. We really have a serious need to pull back on what we spend on medical care.
The first year, rates were not supposed to rise more than 2%.
And it was just a squeaker above, like maybe 3.
Year 2, last year, rates rose only 1%, beating the goal, which was again 2.
And then this year, it was supposed to be 0, but we didn't make it. It was 5.
5.7%, to be exact. The state and employees covered by the GIC are paying significant increases as a result. So what happened?
Well, I mean, it has been a tough year. Pharmacy going through the roof. The hepatitis C drug is just a shocker. Good for the patients and awful for the budget.
New blockbuster drugs are just one factor. Mitchell said insurers tell her a big problem is patients who seek care outside their network. So Mitchell agreed to require most state employees to name a primary care doctor and get a referral from that doctor for out-of-network care.
All over the country, everybody is saying medical care is better if you have one doctor who is your major doctor.
But Mitchell says there's too much focus on blaming the patient.
You know, they use too much health care. They go to the doctor too much. And not enough on saying the price is too high.
Prices charged by doctors, drug companies, medical device makers, and hospitals.
Providers, you've got to be part of the solution or you are the problem.
Speaking for the Massachusetts Hospital Association is Tim Jens.
Hospitals are doing a lot, and they're having success.
Jens points to a state report out last month that showed spending on hospital care grew slower than the state economy overall.
There's certainly challenges. There's still problems. The most recent numbers delivered by the state suggest on a lot of fronts there's real progress being made, and I think hospitals are at the forefront of that progress.
But Mitchell says she's frustrated because not enough hospitals are working under a budget and absorbing the cost if they spend money that isn't required for quality care. Mitchell's boss, Governor Charlie Baker, says transparent pricing would go a long way to controlling health care spending. He says it's time to require that everyone in health care post their prices.
More and more people have out-of-pocket spending associated with their health care, and if we could be better at helping them and helping their providers help them make good decisions, we could probably reduce what people are paying out of pocket. Because for many people, this has become a real issue.
Baker says his staff is trying to determine if he can just require everyone in healthcare to create price lists. In the meantime, Mitchell at the GIC offers this midway assessment of her plan.
Have we managed to slow cost increases? Yes. Have we got our arms around the cost monster? No.
In the 5-year plan, healthcare premiums are to decrease, yes, go down 2% next year and the one after. But right now, those goals are in revision. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.